For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
And welcome to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. This is Paul Kirtman filling in for Tim and Chris today, along with Susie Moore.
Hey, hey.
Susie, good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
I feel like every time we see each other, it's only in this room.
That's true.
For the most part.
And the only time I see all three of you guys is
That's right.
in this room.
Yeah, which is interesting because Stell only lives like 3 minutes from my house.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys don't bump into each other at the grocery store or anything like that?
Not yet.
Not yet. Ooh. Although we're trying to work something out where we can meet up at a coffee shop or something.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting to know Washington, Missouri a little bit better, and of course, it's a city I used to represent.
Sure.
When I was in the legislature, so. But you've been out there before you moved out there, I'm sure.
Out there to visit, okay. Yes. And have lived there for a few months. My wife has been out there since January. For me, it's been since the beginning of May. So I'm past the point of thinking I'm staying at somebody else's house. I actually kind of feel like,
thinking.
All right, I guess I'm here for good. Yeah, yeah, and we really love it out there. Yes.
Good. And we will bump into each other eventually because, you know, it's not a small town, but it's smaller.
It's smaller, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Smaller town. When I was in the legislature, people used to ask me if I ever wanted to run for, like, city office or mm-hmm. county office, and there was no way. It's because you run into people all the time.
Yeah.
And I always love that kind of buffer between my house and the hour and a half that it took me to get to Jefferson City. Because
sure.
it took everybody else from... This sounds terrible. But it takes everybody else an hour and a half to get to Jeff City, too. Because all because of one incident. I remember going to... I can't remember if it was a city council... It was a city council meeting
mm-hmm.
In Franklin County. And I was brand new to the legislature. And I walked in... And all these city councilmen and women are just having the riot act read to them by the people that were in attendance.
Yay.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, when I leave here, I think I was like 29 at the time. And uh-huh. I was like, when I leave, I'm swinging by Walgreens and Taco Bell and I could run into any one of these people.
It's true.
And they do. I've talked to them. They run it. They will have somebody yelling at them at a city council meeting and then they're standing, you know, shoulder to shoulder in a checkout line at CVS or something.
God bless the right to redress.
Yeah, no kidding. But I mean, I was like, oh man, that feels like it'd be a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I guess it would be. It must be. Yeah, I would think it'd be strange if you're a legislator, or, you know, council person or whatever, and just to be out minding your own business, doing your grocery shopping or whatever, and have people come up and start trying to list their complaints to you there.
I do have to say, as someone who lived in the city for 52 years, it was pretty awesome. And this has been going on since we actually wound up purchasing the house back in January. Almost every single person we've bumped into anywhere in town, if the conversation came up about it, did you guys just move here or something? And we'll tell them yes. They'll always say, welcome to Washington. Glad to have you here. And I think that's pretty awesome.
It is.
Nice.
So very nice folks, yeah.
The Washington Welcome Wagon.
Exactly.
Yes. And I tell you what, just a little plug here for our town, if mm-hmm. we can do that still. It is a growing little town. And the riverfront is becoming more beautiful every year. It's really becoming like a tourist destination.
Sam Page says you're welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, that probably plays a role.
I remember when I was in high school. I think it was when I was in high school or maybe elementary school. I don't remember how long ago it was. But you remember Molly Brown's fireworks used to be in Valley Park?
Yeah.
And then St. Louis County banned firework sales.
Right.
And so they just picked up and moved to Pacific.
Right.
Literally half a mile across St. Louis County line.
Mm-hmm.
And my first job that year was dressing up in a gorilla costume to wave people into the fireworks store, and all courtesy of the big government policies of St. Louis County.
I bet that was fun in the summer.
I have to be very honest with you. When folks would ask us why we were moving, my first comment always was, we want to buy fireworks 24/7, and that's where you go to buy fireworks.
you go out there.
Safe answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a couple of those, like, world's largest fireworks stores.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep. Right off of 44.
I was going to say, I'm there every Saturday morning to go to the dog shelter that I volunteer at. And so I, you know, go
really?
By there. Oh, yeah.
In Franklin County?
Yeah.
Where?
It's right by Pacific Animal Hospital, Dirk's Fund.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm there every Saturday morning. So I see the fireworks and all that, you know.
I didn't know that.
I'm a regular Pacific visitor.
No kidding.
Yes,
well, good
I am.
To know. Good to have mm-hmm. you. For all the people in Pacific, they appreciate you coming in to work at the dog shelter.
I appreciate them listening.
Well, they've got a lot to listen to today because, I mean, Susie and I saw each other out in the hallway, Stell,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, what are we doing today? And I said, just talking about stuff. And And I'm looking at all these headlines, and I'm just like swamped. Here it is, Thursday. I get the Wall Street Journal. And normally the Wall Street Journal's not this thick on a Thursday.
Right. He's holding a hard copy, folks, not the digital copy.
Yeah. I'm holding the hard copy.
Awesome.
It's much thicker today than it normally is on a Thursday. With everything going on with interest rates, cryptocurrency regulation, the new digital dollar that's currently being beta tested. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Oh, this is a nightmare waiting to happen. I'm telling you, like the gallows of our freedom are just minutes away with the digital dollar. But we'll talk a little bit about that. We have Dr. Randy Tobler coming up here in just a few minutes, and I want to talk to him about some of these leadership positions. Did you know everybody who's stepping down from their position in Washington, D.C., all these Democrats, they're all well into their 80s.
Mm-hmm.
80s.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not, this is not a bash of anybody who's, you know, any octogenarians out there or anything, but they're all in their 80s, all of them.
Yeah.
There's none of them in their 50s, none of them in their 60s or 70s, all in their 80s. And they've just been there for decades and decades. And I tend to think that when people say that they want term limits, and I don't know your position on term limits, but usually when we say we want term limits, the first people that come to mind are these people.
Yes. Yeah, because they've been sort of front and center. You see them on the national news. You've been aware of them for years and years and years because they've held these positions of power for so long. And it does, you know, it does make you yearn for that. I know that the actual term limit is elections, but there's that overcoming that hurdle of incumbency issue, particularly the way Washington works, that really makes it tough. And when you have your senior leadership, literally senior, as you said, all north of 80, yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but when I'm 80, I don't want to be messing with, like, all the drama and all the politics. I want to be kicking back and relaxing, and you'd think that these people would, too. And if the fact that they're not tells you that there's a lot there that's driving that, like, the power, holding on to that power.
What is happening? Because they're all married or have been married and have children and grandchildren. I've got four kids and one on the way, and I'm thinking to myself, when I start getting older, I would like to have more time to be with my family or be doing things that what these people want to do. Like, Nancy Pelosi's not resigning.
No.
She's just stepping down out of leadership, and this is going to be interesting to watch because I just have a hard time thinking she's just going to step back into the general population of Congress.
I think it's going to be hard to do, and it wouldn't surprise me if after the new Congress is sworn in that at some point she does officially resign overall from Congress. Maybe she'll get a plum ambassadorship to Italy or something like that and decide that she's going to move on. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. You know what? Most people in their 80s, they want to retire to a place like Italy. That would be really nice. I guess she's found her path. Yeah. To do it, and probably her daughter winds
up. Her husband behaving.
Yeah. I would suspect also that her daughter winds up getting her position.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't surprise me one bit.
This seems like it's already set in stone, like they already have a plan. I read an article probably a couple weeks ago, and her daughter, apparently.
Is it Alexandra?
Yeah, is already, like, she's already, like, shaking hands with people and, like, getting deals made and everything else. So Nancy Pelosi 2.0 in there for another 80 years.
Great.
I'm guessing. But I'm interested to know Dr. Tobler's thoughts about that, because I don't know where he stands on term limits, but I have an idea. I think I have a compromise. I'm not really for them anymore, but I understand the appeal, and I think I have a compromise. Maybe I can discuss that with him and you and Stell.
Sure.
When we come back here after the break, right here at 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
We're all dancing in the studio.
Welcome back to News Talk STL. This is Paul Kerbin and Susie Moore in for Tim Jones and
by
Chris
the way,
Arps.
I'll just interject here. We've had problems with the streaming, and we're back on the streams.
We're
okay.
Back on.
Right
just
on.
Pulled it up.
So people can go to our Facebook page, Rumble page, and watch everything we're doing in the studio, right?
Exactly. They can.
All right. They can also see
my dance moves and
which are fire, by the way.
Oh, nice.
And which is great because it's so festive in here. And the fact that Susie and I are both dressed up a little bit.
Right.
Kind of by accident. I didn't know you were dressing up a little bit and you didn't know I was going to be wearing a suit.
No.
But it
we did
looks
not
very,
coordinate.
We're really up in the bar around here.
That's what we are.
I feel drastically underdressed now.
Aw, you look great,
okay.
Stan.
It's
you look
okay.
Great.
All right.
We got places that go after this that require a tie and, you know. Anyway, hey, before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about term limits. And my possible compromise here, but I want to be able to bring on our next guest to talk about this. You can hear him every Saturday morning here at News Talk STL, our very own Dr. Randy Tobler.
Gentlemen, we're about to enter the fascinating sphere of police work, the world of forensic medicine.
Truly, you have a dizzying intellect.
They're really criticizing science because I represent science.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel.
Randy Tobler, truth warrior, woke destroyer.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure.
Good afternoon, Dr. Tobler. Thanks for joining us today.
Paul, Susie, great to be with you.
Hey, good to hear you.
I want to jump right into this. I was reading this article. I did not realize exactly how old some of these Democrats were that were stepping down. Nancy Pelosi, 82. Steny Hoyer, 83. James Clyburn, 82. So here's the brunt of Democrat leadership, and they are not just on the, you know, they're not knocking on the door of 80 years old. They're on their way to mid 80s at this point. And I tend to believe, Dr. Tobler, that when people are clamoring for term limits, that these are the people that usually kind of come to the front of their minds. These people that have been there literally almost their entire life, all the way up to the point. I don't know where they're going after they turn 82. I mean, I hope they have a long life after this. I'll say that.
Sure.
But I'm just saying most people are retiring in their 60s, maybe 70s sometimes. But is this why people want term limits? Because they think of people like Nancy Pelosi, who's been there and made a career out of this their entire life?
I'm not clear. There are good arguments in favor of term limits, but there's also, I think, equally, and in my opinion, probably stronger arguments against term limits, just, you know, on the surface of it. I still just think that, you know, there are people, for instance, that I'm glad they've been there a while. You know, I think of people like Jim Jordan. I think of people like Senator Kennedy, you know. And frankly, there's probably a few, well, there's not any blue dog Democrats anymore, are there?
No.
But in the good old days, there were people that had some wisdom, I mean, with experience. What is wisdom, right? It's experience and knowledge, right? That's sort of the combination and judgment, the trifecta. And so, you know, it's possible that you could be term limiting out someone who actually has wisdom, especially when it comes to foreign policy and national security things. I was sorry to see Jim Talent, he was voted out, but my gosh, if he could have stayed in, that's a guy that I think it'd be very important to have people like that who get it and who study it and know about those matters. Doctors, for instance, that know about healthcare, you know, I think that's important because it's hard for people that don't have expertise there to siphon through the lobbying that they get from each side. They get the lobbyists from the medical side and they get the lobbyists from the insurance side. They can filter through that if they know the difference. So I don't know. On balance, I'm against term limits. I think the people, the voters, should be the term limit.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. I do think though that there is room for a compromise here because, you know, I would like to see people be able to vote for whoever they want to vote for. I think that's kind of the pinnacle of freedom in a Republican form of government where we can democratically elect our leaders. We should be able to vote for whoever we want to vote for as many times as we want to vote for them. But at the same time, you get people who have been the Speaker of the House and they've been in these leadership positions. And when you're in the leadership position, you really control the narrative and the agenda and the direction that government goes. I kind of think that people could continue to vote for whoever they want to vote for, as long as they want to vote for them, elect them 1,000 times if you want. But maybe in some of these leadership positions, there should be term limits inside some of these positions within the House of Representatives. So that way you don't have all the special interests lobbying onto one person and continually making, empowering them or feeding them more money and more power. That's kind of my idea for a compromise. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Tobler?
Well, I think it's great. I don't know whether you could ever put it into, you know, the Constitution or statutorily do that. It's probably done with each the rules of each chamber. But you're right. I mean, that makes sense. Those people could rotate through, and after they've achieved some seniority, and they might be getting a little stale, and they might be getting a little too bought off, they still have some knowledge and they have some wisdom, and they could mentor young people coming in that have new energy and new ideas. You know, you don't want to discard that out of hand. And that way, you know, I think they could still be useful, but again, not in leadership, more rank and file. I think it's great. Perhaps it'd be a suggestion for, you know, the GOP to take the lead on something like that and say, hey, we hear you, you know, and we want to have a diversity of chronology and experience within our ranks. And we're going to do the first move on that. Be interesting to see. It's a good idea.
It would be. It would be. You know, Paul, I think the net effect of that, too, probably would be you would see some of the longer the people that have been in there the longest, if they're no longer in leadership, then going ahead and moving on out of Congress because they don't have that leadership position anymore, like on their own.
Yeah, I think so, too. And the positive effect of something like that. And here's my experience in Jefferson City where, I mean, with every 8 years, there's a 100% turnover mm-hmm. in the House of Representatives or in the state Senate because you can't serve in either body longer than 8 years. So every 8 years, there's a 100% turnover. Everybody's through. There's nobody that's been there longer than 8 years. And so one of the unfortunate side effects of that is during committee meetings, people often lean on bureaucrats or lobbyists who have been around for decades.
Mm-hmm. And they're not elected.
That's right. And they're not elected. There's no ethics laws on many of them. And so they wind up steering the discussion and telling legislators, well, here's what you should do. Here's what we did 20 years ago. All that institutional knowledge just lies with the government.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the legislators who listen maybe in this setting more intently to lobbyists than they would otherwise are doing it in good faith. I mean, I think they're trying to assimilate that information and doing the best they can. But you're right. I mean, there's that knowledge and experience deficit that I think accrues to that kind of a system. What I think we should, as good patriotic conservatives, what we should take out of this discussion. I always try to when I've got family members who approach me with this term limit thing from time to time. What I try to remind them is, look, especially at the federal level, why should it be such a big deal? Why do we give the federal government so much power so it's that important? What if it weren't that important? What if we voted for just small government people that diminished their role in our lives anyway? Then term limits would be much less important, right? It wouldn't matter.
You're singing my song, Dr. Tobler.
Yeah. I mean, these are the philosophical and the ideological debates and I think discussions and guidance that we need to give, especially our kids that are so, the young generation now has just come to expect entitlements. And then you got the likes of bumbling Joe Biden who just wants to, you know, just willy-nilly on fiat, forgive debt. I can't think of many things that have a higher moral hazard than that student loan forgiveness thing. It is just terrible. It sets a terrible precedent along with all the other handouts that they love to give. They love to plunder one and give to the other. It's awful.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that coming out of the Democrat. But one thing I'm afraid of is that with all these people that have been there for so long and all these young people who are probably going to be there for decades, they're getting their start under an administration like this that is just trying to coax their way, buy their way, nearly coerce their way into finding new votes through student loan programs or what's worse, maybe in this case, depleting our strategic oil reserves, you know, so timely just before an election.
Well, the GOP conference sent a very disappointing message yesterday when they voted. Was it yesterday or the day before? By a strong margin. I think only 52 conservatives voted against it to continue earmarks. I mean, I thought as conservatives, we were not going to do that. But yet the GOP conference says before they even are in the majority, they're going to do the earmark thing. It's like, geez, guys, you can't even get it right when you just eked out a victory. And I'm so disappointed. Oh, well,
here's a question.
$9.7 billion. What's that? That's chump change. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, here's an earmark question for you, because I remember Ron Paul and I had endorsed Ron Paul back in 2008 and 2012. And I learned a lot philosophically from him. Like he really was kind of a springboard for him. He got me thinking about things. And he said when they were trying to ban earmarks the first time, or, you know, to put an end to all this pork, at least, he made the statement during a debate that earmarks is how the budget process is put together. Are we missing something, or is earmarks something that's additional to the budget process?
Well, there was a former skeptic, I forget who it was, I think it may have been a Texas legislator, who said she formerly was against them, but actually with a Democrat administration, her argument in favor of them was they through the regulatory and the bureaucratic and administrative process hold up things that are really have been appropriated. And so earmarks get around that. So, you know, I mean, there's an argument on that side, too. But it's just one of those things. It just doesn't smell right. I mean, just because you want to, you know, put up a, you know, some, you know, an outhouse with your name on it, you know, and then you can append that to an important bill. I don't know. I'm for one issue, one bill.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that, too.
Yeah.
Dr. Tobler, we've just got a couple seconds left here. But Saturday morning, can you give us any tease as to what's coming up for the listeners Saturday morning here at News Talk STL?
Yeah, actually, I did an interview that we're going to play. I talked to him earlier this week. David Sachs wrote an interesting book, and it really sort of is a counterculture thing. It's about how the analog culture needs to come back. You know, vinyl records and all that. Make a good case for it. So we did that. We'll talk some law and some other things, too. Economy,
great.
Too.
Sounds good. Everybody stick around. We'll be right back here. Tim Jones, Chris Arps, News Talk STL, 101.9 and 94.1.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.